ladies, ndino queen, princess, princess Vika. Is a queen or a princess? I've always known you to be a queen. You know, this lady, I need to tell you a story about this young lady because I'm an older sister to her. I don't know. As I mean, like a little young girl. And next thing, she's like, she's getting married. I'm like, really? You're so young. And next thing, she became a mom before me. She became a mom before me. That was not right, Koto Vika. Welcome to the amazing, phenomenal woman, Vika Shipalana. She's the CEO of her own business. She even owned her own business before me. But, oh, Sana, I'm so excited to have you. I'm so blessed. And I just introduce yourself because I don't think I'll do it justice, really. Who are you?
Oh, my word. Thank you, Musidi. Thank you. Firstly, I'm so honored to be here. It's just, I don't know, you know, when you chat to your mentor and she gives you a platform to speak, you're like, hey, Lord, we've come full circle, you know. I'm very grateful to be here. I am Vika Shipalana, a mom to two girls, aged 15 and 12, so they're quite grown. I know, I'm married. I've been married 16 years to my husband. And yeah, I run a company. It's a luxury consultancy. It's called VS Luxury Group. And we curate experiences for luxury brands and for high net worth individuals. And we've been at it for 6 years now. And by profession, I'm a marketer. I've done sales. I've done a whole host of things. And yeah, that's me.
And you're being polite and very, very, how can I say, humble, but I can, we'll get there. So, Vika, I last see you, we bump into each other, but you are at SAB, me and you, we are fighting. We're fighting for women, a woman, and you are working in sales, you are in trade marketing. You're almost the only black woman in almost you and Kamali Ambidu, 54 is getting there. Young, your friend and Ngobile, yeah. Ngobile. Yeah, you're the young, young dynamic duo. And bless his heart, who passed away, won't mention him. But you're dynamic, you are curious. You are interested and you are not going to be pulled back. Tell me about your time working in a male-dominated industry and how did you survive? How did you manage to not just survive but thrive? Because you thrive, you were thriving.
Thank you. You know what? I think the SAB journey was an interesting one because I joined when I was 20. So fresh from varsity, I joined sales. And I remember in my interview, the whole boardroom had these strong, powerful white men who were grilling me. And I think they themselves were shocked at how bold and, you know, gutsy I was. And I think inside I was terrified, but I just wasn't about to show it. So I think I got into SAB really not knowing what to expect. And in a way, that's a beautiful thing because I look back now and I realize just how much God's hand was upon me, because I was young, I didn't know what I was doing, but there was a lot of grace and favor there. So from the roles that I occupied, I mean, I didn't stay in any role for more than 2 years, and I would literally say, okay, I'm doing this now, and then I want to move to the next thing, and I would sort of speak that, and it would happen. But I think it's because God just decided that that was going to be the journey, and then, of course, he put a couple of guardian angels on the way, yourself included. Let's not forget that you were my only mentor at a time where I didn't even know what mentorship was. Hello. Oh my gosh.
I have to say hi to my child.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, say hi. She can't hear.
How are you? Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
She can't. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Did you just wake up?
Yes.
You look so pretty. I love your hair.
Thank
Are you on
you.
holiday now?
Yeah.
That's so nice. I can't wait to be on holiday like you.
Sure. Okay. I'm on a podcast now. Okay, Siti, as you said, this is
How old is she now, Musidi?
I guess she's a year younger than your one. She's
Oh
11.
my word.
Yeah, you
That's
remember
incredible.
we came to Jay's first birthday, I think it was. Yeah, it's just
Oh my gosh,
so
that's amazing. Ukhulisile. Ukhulisile, mommy.
now
Well done.
sorry about
No,
that. Let's continue. This is how we roll.
no. So, no, but I love it. I absolutely love the authenticity of it. So, I mean, I had a couple of guardian angels along the way, certainly in the sales side, because I did sales. So I was a sales rep for 2 years. Then I was a trade marketing trainee, thanks to Cyrus Modiga. God bless his soul. May his soul rest in peace. But Cyrus was incredible because he was just like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm like, okay, I can't be in sales forever. So I became a trade marketing trainee in North Region. Then our sales manager, I think Tshwane and then Mamelodi. And then I had Ndako. So I had to just like take a pause. And when I came back, I remember I was quite gutsy to say, I actually don't want to work in sales. I want to be at head office, you know? And when I look back now, I realize it's those bold utterances, that gutsiness to be able to say what you want, that gave me the opportunity to then go to head office and work in national trade marketing as national promo manager. And of course, I think that's where you and I really got close, you know, because you had already been there. You knew the lay of the land. You were working in brands. I was still the middleman between brands and the regions. But I think having you there, you know, to just advise and to say, hey, this is what's being said in the big boardrooms. I mean, I remember the one time you said to me, hey, Vika, I was sitting in a boardroom and Wayne McCauley was like saying your name and he was saying this and this. And I was like, okay, Mosiri, what does that mean? And you were like, I think Wayne is your sponsor. And I didn't even know what that meant, you know. But I'm just so grateful that, yeah, with all that naivety and sort of like boldness, not even knowing, there was a lot of grace and protection and covering. So I just went all the way. I didn't see why not. I was from
Yeah.
rural Eastern Cape and now I'm in Joburg. I'm like, okay, this is what I want. Can I have this? And then I would have it. So fast forward, I'm in national trade marketing, I'm national promo manager, and I'm thinking, okay, this is great. But I remember that when I joined SAB, I'd always wanted to be RMM, which is regional marketing manager, because Cyrus was
Yeah.
that, and I looked up to him.
Yeah.
I thought it would take me another 5 years to get there. So after a year of national promotions manager, I've got this big team of black women. I'm so proud of myself. Next thing I get a call, listen, Egoli region, biggest region, needs an RMM. And I'm like,
Wow,
you
yes, I
can't be calling
remember.
me. And I was like, no. Maybe you're trying to check next door. And they're like, no, we want you. And I think for me to actually like reflect even on that I had said, God, this is the dream I have. And then he brings it on a silver platter, biggest region. It's 2010, biggest year, World Cup. I'm going, so Mandla Father, is this for real? You know, and I went for it. I think Jody interrupted my plans because at the end of that year I had Jody. And I realized, okay, I need to just, you know, take stock. And I remember when I was leaving, Wayne said to me, why would you resign? You're at the top of your game. You've got all this power. You got all this money. You've got support from Norman Adamy. You've got support from me. What's going on? And I said, Wayne, where's your wife? He's like, okay, she's at home. I'm like, exactly. I think Bonke also wants, you know, his wife at home. I'm about to give birth to my second child. I need to just slow down a bit, you know, and take stock. And I left. But it's interesting because I was meant to be on a sabbatical for what? I think it was a year almost. But
Yeah.
after about 2 3 months of Jody being born, I was already bored. I had already like renovated the house, changed up the curtains, drove everybody nuts. Jody was on a strict routine. And now I'm going, you know, what's the next challenge? And I realized in that moment that, you know, work is in me. Like I love to work. I love to do amazing
Yeah.
stuff. And now it felt like, okay, now I've conquered this baby thing. And now my house is kind of, you know, these walls. What are we gonna
Yeah.
do? So Bonga and I were like, okay, no, go to MTN. I went there, see, I think I lasted 2 months. Within the first 2 weeks, I knew it was the wrong environment. You know, you step into a space and you're like, this isn't for me. I'm gonna do it for my husband because I know that he wanted me to slow down. So I was like, okay, let me do this. But 2 weeks, I was like, no, this is not for me. And within, I think at the end of that month, I phoned head of marketing director, wasn't it? Yeah. I first phoned Wayne, and then I said, Wayne, I want to come back. He's like, I know you don't want to come back to sales, so what do you want? I said, good shot, you know me very well. I want to go straight into brand marketing. He's like, then you should be calling Ian. I'm like, no, you call him, tell him to call me. And then Ian phones me, he's like, Vicar, I hear you want to come back. Are you done being barefoot in the kitchen? I'm like, absolutely. Like, he's like, so what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I need to figure it out. He's like, okay, come back as my EA, and then we'll figure it out when you're here. So I went back as his executive assistant. But the most interesting thing is that when I left in 2010 as RMM, I remember what my package was, and it was quite high. And then I had that 1 year where I gave birth to Jody, tried to stay at home. When I went to MTN, I had to have a salary cut, far less benefits, okay? The job name was the same, but the role was just so watered down. And I remember the frustration I had around that. And I didn't even pray so much as I was just like, God, this is not my life, you know? So when Ian takes me back 2 months later, do you know what happened, Masid? It was as if I hadn't left SAB. So he puts me on a package as if I'd had all the increases that you would have if you were still at SAB. So it was like a complete restoration of benefits, life, package, you name it. I mean, I'd lost a couple of share options, but apart from that, really, it was like I'd never left. And it's such a, like, when I look back now, I'm like, God, you are just too faithful, you know? So
Absolutely.
that's how I got back to SAB, and that was 2012. And I went straight to Castle Lager under Ellie Hewitt. Did that for a year and a half, I think. Because, like I said to you, I never lasted more than 2 years in any role. And at the top of that job, I said to Ali, listen, I want to move. He says, where do you want to move to? I said, global brands. He's like, why would you want to do that? You've got the biggest through the line budget. You're working in the top two brands in SAB. You're winning. Why do you want to go to the smallest brand on Grolsch, of all things? And I said, because I want to learn a different skill. I feel like
Wow,
I've
Vika.
learned, yeah, I said to him, I've learned all I can here. I think Castle is going to be fine. You know, the team is solid. I just want to learn a different skill set. I don't feel like I'm a full marketer. I feel like I'm a through the line marketer. And I'd love to understand, you know, from strategy to comms to everything. And he said, you're making a big mistake, he said. And you know how powerful Ellie was. And again, young and defiant, I said, it's fine, I'll figure it out if I'm making a big mistake. And really, it was not a mistake at all. It was a call because that was my entry into premium. I now work in luxury and it feels like home, you know? And those global brands is what gave me a taste of actually the future. So I did Grolsch. And then I was acting general manager for global brands when my boss went on maternity leave. And then after that, when I felt like I'd done all I could and I was starting to get frustrated, I went to Pernod Ricard and I was prestige director there. Best job of my life. And even that, you see, it's just so funny how it's always been a walk of faith for me. I just go like, God. And Typhoon Lee, I don't want this anymore. I want something else. And I know when it's time. I always call it like I can tell when the grace is leaving. And I remember my exit at SAB. I could tell that my boss is back from maternity leave. We're not getting along. She's saying stuff that's really hurting me and it's going to mess with my psyche. And as I was sitting there bawling my eyes out after my performance review, where she gave me, I think she gave me a 4 and I was a 5 performer. And I just wouldn't accept it, right? Because I'm like, I've just done all of these things, and no fault of her own. I think it was just God's way of pushing me out.
Same.
And I said, yeah. And I said, God, I'm done here. I'm done. And I'm crying. I'm in the boardroom. I'm in the castle corner. I'll never forget. And I get a call from our ex-colleague, Charles Basil, and he says, listen, I know you're not in the market. Everyone's told me how you're not in the market, but it's been 8 months of us looking for a head of luxury, a prestige director for Pernod. Would you consider having a conversation? I said, your timing couldn't be more perfect. I am ready. I'm ready for
Wow.
departure.
Wow.
So it's like
Wow.
God just orchestrates these things. I've never in my corporate career ever had to stay too long in anything because I always know in my spirit,
Yeah.
like, it's time. It's time. There's no more grace here. Let me move. But all of it, I don't think it's certainly not brilliance on my part. I think it was half naive, half gutsy, but most of it was just God over my life going, I've got you. I've got you.
I love that, Vika, because I think a lot of us live in our minds, and I love that you have the courage to listen to that inner voice, which I say heeding God's call. When did you figure out this is God calling? When you, like you're saying, I'm figuring out, I want to move there. Did you always have it in your heart? Was it a whisper? What was going on those times? And I know me now, I was always staying Hisaba. And God would whisper something. I'm like, no, I ain't going there. How do you know how to listen to that voice?
I mean, I think I have to give a lot of credit to my mother, because her spiritual journey is what inspired mine. And
Okay.
certainly my mom, when we talk, we're best friends. So when we talk, she would always say, Umoyengqelutini, meaning what is the Holy Spirit saying?
Oh,
And I'd say to
wow.
her, I don't know. I don't know. And she's like, you have to establish a relationship with the Holy Spirit for yourself. She's like, you can't, yeah. She'd say, you can't keep calling me every time there's a problem. There's a problem at work, you call me. There's a problem in your marriage, you call me. She's like, God wants to speak to you alone. Do you have a quiet place? Do you have this? Do you have a spiritual mentor? And I remember I went and found a spiritual mentor, a lady by the name of Patience Mlengana. And the first thing she said to me is, do you have a prayer room in your house? You have such a big house. Do you have a prayer room? I said, no. She's like, you need a prayer room. And what happened was I'd come into this room, which is the room I'm in right now, and I'd say to God, I don't even know how to hear you, but I'm here. Maybe you'll say something. And then he wouldn't, you know, it would just be like an
Yeah.
awkward silence. And then half the time I want to talk. But I started to practice, Musidi, how to listen, how to be still.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
because the voice is so low, like,
We
and it comes in like a, almost comes like a feeling, like a gut feel. But like you
Yeah.
say, initially you ignore it. Your
Yeah.
gut says something and you go, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah.
You override it with logic. So what happened with me was I was at Pernod Ricard in 2015 until 2017, best job of my life, right?
Yeah.
And I was when my real encounter came where I saw, I guess what I knew was God. I was in Paris having the time of my life. I'm in this beautiful hotel suite and I'm doing my 5 a.m. morning prayers, ritual, whatever you name it. And I'm busy telling the Holy Spirit about the week I've had, the day I had, and how this was so nice. And I said, God, people always talk about how they ask you for stuff and you do it. And I just want to know, could I have this life where I'm traveling the world, doing my thing, I'm fulfilled in every area of my life, my family's good, but I actually like work for myself. Like, would you ever do that for me? Or do I always have to be behind the Pernod Ricard name? Because I'm here right now. I'm in Paris. No one knows that I work for Prestige. No one knows where I come from. But there's like this natural gravitation towards me. Like I'm making connections. I'm not having to say I'm the what of this place. I'm not having to explain. It's just organic. And I just want to know, like, could you give me this type of life if I left it all and started my own thing? And you know, when
Wow.
it's 5 in the morning and God says to you, I'd give you so much more. So much more.
Wow. I
He's
just
like,
want to cry.
if you would dare to trust me once, because you never trust, you are Vika, you always have a contingency plan. But if you did this, I would show you. And blindly, Musidi, I came home, flew back home, get home. First of all, I'm having the biggest fight with my husband, and I'm not understanding why are we fighting? I just had the most amazing trip. Like, why is my life falling apart? And I just remembered, you know what? I said I'd come back and I'd resign. I typed that letter, sent it to my boss at Pernod. I resigned with no plan. I had enough money to last me 6 months. And I remember them all asking, why are you leaving? I said, to be honest, guys, in the interview, I said to you, I'll give you 2 years of my experience from SAB. I'm hoping I'll learn something, but what I want is to be an entrepreneur. And they were like, you're gonna have so much fun here, you'll never leave. So now it's 2 years exactly, December of, yeah, not December, September of 2017, because I had to serve 3 months. And I'm resigning, and they're going, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm very sure. They said, what are you gonna do? I said, I'll stay at home and be a wife. And I used the very same reason when Paul said to me, but what are you gonna do? I said, where's your wife? She's at home. I also want to be at home. And I knew that I didn't have a plan. I thought I wanted to get into fashion. Like, I was like, ugh, I'll make clothes or something. But I resigned and served my 3 months and started VS Luxury Group on 1st of January 2018. And the first thing I did was to travel to Marrakesh and blow all my money buying clothes and fabrics because I thought I'm gonna stop clothes. And then I come back and my husband's like, what are you gonna do with all this stuff? I'm like, no, I'm gonna wear it. He's like, you wouldn't dare wear this stuff. You're gonna sell it. I'm like, no, actually, after, and you know when you're ex-SAB, you wanna think things through, right? So now I'm justifying in my mind all the reasons why I shouldn't sell clothes, why I should rather wear this stuff and figure something else out. And he's going, you will sell all of it by the end of the week. I had to do a pop-up in this room, invite all my friends. The dresses sold out in an hour. The dresses went like, oof. And then it was the shoes, then it was the bags. And then, I mean, I was just like, okay, God, I think maybe I could do this thing. But again, Musidi, by April of 2018, I was dead broke. Because guess what? The clothes, you break even, not much profit. A gazillion pop-ups around Joburg, drinking champagne and mingling, and then no money. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what happens now? And as I was still sitting, looking at this bank account of the 6 months of money that I blew up, I'm going, hey, my dude. And then I get a call from Bacardi and they're like, we hear you in PR. And I'm thinking, I've never done PR in my life. So I look at Bonga, I'm like, they say I'm in PR. He's like, just say yes. I said, yes. They're like, we're so happy because you used to be a thorn in our flesh and now you're on the other side. We want to hire you. And lo and behold, I went to Bacardi, I pitched, I was on retainer, doing, Bombay Sapphire, Grey Goose, Douce. And remember now, my background is alcohol. So it was like I'm doing it with my eyes closed and I'm making money and I'm doing amazing stuff. And I'm going, oh, this is what provision looks like. This is what it feels like. God promised me that he wouldn't drop me. And here we are. And honestly, 6 years down the line, he's still doing it. God, all he wants from me really is for me to trust him. And what I've seen is when I trust him fully, he moves quite freely. When I'm a bit resistant and controlling, I get very frustrated. But I think faith will always be like a lifelong journey for me because I'm stubborn. But I'm practicing every day to listen to the still small voice. And in my 40s, especially because I turned 40 in May, I'm now
Happy
practicing what it.
40th.
Thank you. I'm now practicing complete surrender, which is like I even get a rash just saying the word, right? Like surrender, like letting go fully. But I can honestly say it's the way to go. You have to practice to listen and to obey.
I'm so thankful for that because I've gone through exactly the same journey, but this is not my conversation. This is yours. I wanted to say, you remember the time on Instagram, you posted something and I said, yo, I know when God wants us to elevate, there's the storm that comes in from nowhere. You also
Yeah.
find that when God is like, okay, you're done now, I need you to elevate. You also find the winds and everything
Yo,
comes,
yo.
and you're like, oh, I thought we were bro. We were like so
Yeah.
together, God.
Yeah.
What's this now? Thank God.
Yeah. That has been, that was 2020 for me, and then it was this year. So 2020, at the top of my game, I just finished the Black Coffee Luncheon. We're trending. Everyone wants to know who VS Luxury is. We're the biggest. And then lockdown came. And I hadn't
Wow.
done the work. I hadn't done the self-work of separating myself from my work. You know, I was an
Wow.
ex-SAB beast. So I identified
Wow.
my entire self-worth to my work.
Wow.
My work was me. And then God like shuts down the world. And I have to sit here. I'm like, what must happen now? Because now I'm sitting here. I've got no event where I can prove my excellence.
Worth.
I've got no brief where I can do a comm strat and show off in a boardroom. I can't do nothing. I have to be Vika here with my children and my husband. It broke me. It
Yo,
broke me.
wow.
6 months of me in this room crying on this floor, asking the questions, God not answering, and me having to figure it out. And what I figured out was 2020 was the year where God pushed me to do the work of figuring out who I am outside of the trinkets, outside of the money, the fame, the
My
outside
word.
accolades, the, oh, she's the what of the what. Like, I had to know who I am just as me, as Uvika. And
Yeah.
that was a very, very difficult journey, very difficult. And then, interestingly, when it was done, and I mean, it's still an ongoing thing, but I look back at when I started to come up for air, which was around like the end of 2020, beginning 2021. And I think I thank God for my pain. Like, I thank Him for my
Yes.
suffering, because I just matured like that.
Yeah,
I
and you
came
can
out
see it.
2021. You feel the transformation. I started
Yeah.
to lose, I lost friends, I lost people, I lost
Yes.
everything. And at
Yeah.
first I was terrified, right? Like, why is everyone
Yeah.
leaving? Why is it? And then
Yeah.
I realized it's because you're not the girl you were, right? You're not
Yeah.
the pushover, people pleaser. You're starting to like said all of that, and now also you don't have the trinkets, so some of them just can't hang with you because you're not doing the cool stuff. So it all just shedded, shedded, shedded. I was left with myself, and I loved myself. And
Yeah.
then just when I thought, okay, we're done, no, we were not done. So then tw end of 2021, I lose my best friend who I had loved, and I thought we were ride or die.
Wow.
Had to land up in therapy. It was like I lost a husband. I was so broken.
Oh,
I landed up in
wow.
therapy. Meanwhile, therapy was there to show me other layers I needed to peel off. So then it comes out in therapy that,
Absolutely.
yeah. So in therapy, it comes out that actually I am very mean to myself. I don't have a love language for myself. Part of
Oh,
the reason
Vika,
why I've achieved.
that's my
Yeah.
story.
So
Thank
part
you.
of the reason why I was such an overachiever is because I was quite mean to myself. It was never good enough. I was never
Perfectionist.
good enough. Perfectionism at its height. And she would try, she and my therapist, to teach me stuff that I couldn't even comprehend. She'd send me videos, she'd recommend books. But I had to walk that journey. And I look back
Absolutely.
now. From 2021 to 2023, I'll tell you how tough this year has been, but yo, it was so necessary because as I enter into what feels like the best time of my life in my 40s, I am not trying to please nobody, right?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
and this year I learned a word. It was a sentence: give yourself grace. A young girl
Wow.
said it to me in January. I said to her, yeah. She says to me, Vika. And she was a new girl that I had appointed, new lady, young lady. She said, "Give yourself grace." I said, "I have no idea what that means." She's like, "You don't? You've never heard that expression before?" I said, "I've never heard it." She's like, "You really need to be kind to yourself." And I was like, "Now you sound like my therapist." And the thing with me, it's never coincidental. If I hear the same thing being said to me more than once, then I know God is trying to tell me something. So I said, "Okay, God,
Synchronicity.
yeah." So I go, "Give yourself grace." Then this year, you know, when you ask God what he means and then he brings you a storm. So I go 2023, Bonge, I think I'm in a good place. I want to take on a big corporate client, I say. He says, "Okay." So we pitch for this big client. It's huge. We win because obviously I'm competitive. I'm going to win. And then guess what? The terms are not ideal. The working environment is not great. We are failing because they are never satisfied. I am dying. I am questioning myself. I'm writing off everything I've ever known. I'm calling myself names. And then I'm like, "Oh, give yourself grace.
Please.
Give yourself." So now I have to start practicing what this thing means. So I go, "God, but I did this and I did my part. Why is this coming out like this? You know me, I'm about excellence. Why is this execution looking like this?" And in all of those things, I had to practice to say, "You really did do your best." Even if it's looking like this, it's looking like failure, it's looking, don't forget, you did your best. You know, honest to God, that you've given it your all. Give yourself grace. And then when it got so bad in that environment, I gave myself the grace to walk away. I said, "As big as it is, as much money as it has, as much as it would add to my CV and my social gravitas, I love enough myself enough to know that my mental health is at stake. My physical
Absolutely.
well-being is at stake. I have not been a mother to my children for 6 months, and this is not worth it. I'm out." And I quit. And I
Absolutely
quit. Yeah.
amazing. Amazing.
So this year, I'm telling you, when I wrote that thing on social media, the one you saw, I also wrote it because I was realizing that a lot of people, especially young girls, are starting to idolize me. Like, my life is so perfect, right? Vika looks great. She's got the perfect family. She's got the
Goodness.
perfect life. And I just wanted them to understand that it's not all rosy. I know how great it looks. Also, I love beauty, so I'm not about to have a funny looking page. But I just wanted people to understand that with all of that, there's also a lot of challenges I was going through mentally, physically, spiritually. And I just wanted people to understand that it's both with God. You know, he'll be working you in this area and then like gifting you in that area. And it's all part of the life, it's part of the journey, it's part of growth. I don't want young people to think that it's meant to be perfect. There's a duality, there's I don't even know how to explain it, but the higher you go, there will be challenges. The more you want to evolve your life, there will be storms. But we have to trust God even in the fire. Because let me tell you, Musidi, on my worst days this year, when I just could not speak, could not deliver, could not get out of bed, could not, I just remembered Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the fire saying, "God will get us out of this fire, but even if he does, we will still praise it." And that was me. I said, "God, this fire is too much. I don't have a strategy for this. I don't have the words for this. I don't have the capacity for this. I don't have the strength for this." And the Holy Spirit would answer and say, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Why don't you let go?" I'm like, "Your strength is made perfect in my weakness." So now I'm reading the scripture, I'm trying to understand it. And God's like, "I've got you. Even on your worst days, I've got you. Even in the fire, I've got you. You will come out like gold." I'm like, "I can't see how I'm going to come out like gold. What I can see is reputational damage. I see my mental health, like I see myself in the loony bin. So I don't understand what you're saying." And then I just would let go. I would sleep, let go, wake up. and things would start to like almost like problem solve. I don't know, miraculously even. They would just like come together. And then I'd have the will to go on again, and then boom, another bout of, I mean, I've never been diagnosed, but it would definitely feel like depression, right? And then it would feel like a whole lot of anxiety. Like at night, my heart would go, I'd wake up at 2 in the morning, and then I'm like, no, this is it, I'm gonna die. And then he comes through again. Until I got to a point where I realized that, hey, Sissy, the guy's got you. It's not gonna be bad forever. You need to keep walking. So first I had to get rid of shame, okay, because imperfectionist, the ending
Of
means that
course.
I always have to show up perfect,
I
okay? Everything
understand you.
from the brilliance to the what, I need to show up perfect. So now this idea of getting up and going when nothing is perfect was like a foreign concept, okay? I would literally get chills. I would have my body like breaking out in like this red rash. I'm like, this is so crazy. But let me tell you, I've done it. The year's almost done. I've walked step by step, one step at a time, one day at a time, every morning saying, God, just strength for today. My prayers became that, you know,
Can I
that
just
basic.
cry? Can I just cry? Please, can you give me a moment? You've been the message God wants to send to me. So let's
Oh,
move on.
I'm so
Sorry.
happy. No, please don't apologize, Musi. Like, I'm so happy because I've also told him that he has to use me. With all the stuff I've been through, I've told him, you have to use me. I also want to be used. I also want to feel what it's like. And you know, when you ask God to use you, he uses you. So
Thank you.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have come to deliver a message for you because it's so important for my life, for our lives to have purpose. And when you say to me that this is moving you because it's a message for you, then I know I'm in alignment. Then I know I'm doing the work. Let me tell you, Musidi, it's been one step in front of the other daily.
This has been the most perfect gift. I was like, okay, I had planned 5 podcasts. Only 3 people showed up, and in each of every one of them, the message was like building. And you are the perfect Christmas gift, you know, because
Oh.
I also have gone through therapy. I've gone through everything you're telling me, and it's the letting go that's just killed me, the surrendering. But let's move on. Please keep going.
You know, Musidi, surrendering for perfectionists is like I don't know how to explain it to people. It's just hard. Like people don't understand if you have grown up being number one, you do campaigns, you win awards. I mean, you are Mosidi, okay? You were my all at SAB, right? I put you right up there. Now, understand that Kool-Aid that we drank there, and then we came out into the big bad world. Mosidi. Yo. I'm like, God, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to ruin me. And I don't
No.
understand, why would you ruin me? What did I do to deserve what you are doing to me? Haven't I served you? Haven't I paid my tithe? Have I not been a good wife and a good mother, good daughter to, why me? Why so? And then you come out to where I am now and you go, thank you for all of it. The transformation was necessary, Musidi. The pain I've been through, I thank God for all of it. I don't want to change a single bit of it. The way I'm so strong now, I've even learned how to say no and then sit in the discomfort of having said no. Because, you know, as a people pleaser, you go, no. And then someone looks at you funny and then you'll go, okay, I'll do it, right? And then you sort of compromise yourself because you want to show up in a certain way and you want to be liked. But you know, You know when your spirit
Yeah.
about God is moving you somewhere else, but it's so lonely where he's
It's
taking you,
so
because your friends are
lonely.
not there, your ex-colleagues are not there. You're now chartering, you're pioneering a path of like no one's walked it, and everyone's looking at you
Yeah.
like, almost you we are uvika upenile upenile upenile, and there's no free whatever manual to show you that this is actually the way God wants you to walk. So you take two steps and then you doubt. Then you go and you hold on to the old thing. You go back to your old self. You say, no. I'm the queen of heart. I'm going to show that. And then that thing shows you. And God's like, you're going to let it go. You're going to come back. Yeah. Uzobuya
And God
apa with
closes the door.
every
Oh,
door, every door,
every
every
door.
the doors of, in my case, friendships,
Yeah.
social circles, jobs that had big things, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here and I'm going, so siyaphi? And he's like, yeah. So now what? Because I'm a 5 year, 10 year planner. Okay. I plan and I lay out my life. I'm a vision boarder. I've got mentees who know what I've told them. I told them you need a vision board. So now what do I tell them when 2024 is about to start and all I want to do is drop everything and listen to you? Yeah. I'm like, what are people gonna say? And God's like, nothing. It's you dropping everything, you closing the chapter, you taking that time to listen to me is exactly where I want you. And because of the pain I've been through and the struggles I've been through and the rejection I've felt from loved ones and friends and whatever, I have to be honest with you, Mercedes, when I say I'm so ready to do nothing and just
Wow.
sit and listen and make my move when God says so. I'm closing 2023 with a sense of pride in myself, not measuring anything by money, which I used to do 3 years ago. Everything was about money. How much money did I make? I can tell you, I still don't know what we made this year, and I don't give two hoots. Okay. What I care about is that this is the girl, this is the version of myself that I love most.
Absolutely. Oh,
And
okay.
this is also the version of myself that I had convinced myself for years was the most unlovable. Because finally, I speak my mind. Finally, I do what works for me. Finally, I do stuff that's unpopular.
But
But
it's good for you.
it's good for me. It's good for me. I love me right now so much. I love the choices I've made. I love the journey I've been on. And I love that I'm so tough from it. Like, it was so freaking tough, but I love how tough I've become. So much so that I think the thing that makes me nervous now actually is my marriage, because I'm like, yeah, is this guy even ready for the girl I'm becoming? Because I am becoming so sure and less needy, just less needy. And I know, Musidiazi. I don't know who I was telling. I said, even if God took it all away and I ended up in my grandmother's lounge right now, I'd be so happy.
Me too. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Telling you.
I
Telling
got
you.
to I got to the space, but even if I lived in Mkuku, if as long as I've got God, my freedom, my
That's
daughter,
it.
and my love, I'm okay. I got to that
Yeah.
space. I got to
Yeah.
that
And
space.
mostly there's nothing more powerful, because in that place you can't be bought. In that
No.
place you can't be bought. You do the things that you want to do. You do the things that are purposeful and in alignment with your soul, with what God is calling you to do. And there's so much peace, and your money can't buy it. And no one can take it from you. No one.
No one,
So
no.
there's absolutely nothing more powerful than a woman who's gone through the storms, being stripped to the bare
Of
bone, everything, titles, accolades, you name it, And then you sit
Everything.
there and you go, yes, yes, Lord. Yes to you. Yes to whatever we are doing next. Because if we're being honest, he's the only one who's consistent, the only one who
Absolutely.
hasn't let us down.
You are Vika, when you talk about knocking on doors, me, I'd be knocking on doors, no answer. I'd be like, your God, you hate me. And it was only then I remembered God loves me to take me away from tables that I'm no longer respected or respect them myself. I wanted that love from others. I wanted to people please. I was, and the chronic pain that comes with people pleasing, I never again.
I no. And you know, Musidi, it's important that in this very moment I remind you that you are still my only mentor, the only woman I've ever called my mentor. Patience is the only woman I've also called my spiritual mentor. I look up to you now, like I did then. You will never lose your gift. You've never lost your power. And don't ever forget that you can take credit for so much of who we became. Okay? Because you were fierce. You were unwavering, unapologetic. Jonga, sasigeza, because you'd make us so bold. I had a team of black girls because of you. I had Antonio Rossetti calling me and saying, sorry, we're going to call a meeting. They called a meeting for me, Mercedes, to say my team was too black because I only had two white girls in the national promo team. And I said, sorry, when we look at national trade marketing, this is the only black division of national trade marketing. And you guys are like making me feel bad about what? So don't you ever forget that part of my guttiness in corporate, a lot of it came from you. And the power that you possess sometimes, CD, will terrify people because it's a lot. Okay. And there's nothing you can do about it because you're born with it. It's your natural gift, your ability to lead, your ability to shake things, to change. I mean, you were turning brands around that were written off, or Reds, or Hunter. You were the girl, and you were bold, and you were unapologetic. Now, that is not very likable.
No.
But don't ever forget that no one can take that gift away from you. You're born with it. You will forever be the inspiration for all of us. And what I would encourage you actually is to let that world go so that God can put the new thing in your hands, because you're a leader.
I said my daughter has inherited that of me. Now I've become the marshmallow of the home. I'm dragged by this child who's like, I'm like, hello, where did you get that from?
We
But I
got it
wanted
from
to
you.
say, I have been watching in admiration of you. I have to say, VS Luxury Group. Yes, I mean, I watch from the backgrounds. I'm like, this is going so well.
Thank
However,
you.
I do watch from the background of spirituality. So I know
Yes.
when it's not God, I know when it's God. And when you wrote that note, I know you were writing it for others, but I salute you because it's our role to tell people. God will drag you through and pull you out. And I appreciated that note. The other one now, Ngilibele, it was on your status, and I wanted to take a shot of it. Was yesterday, man, Zika. I'm
It says, I see myself the way God sees me. Is it that
yeah,
one?
that's the one. That is the one. That for me, well, hit me 99. I was like, wow, this powerful girl. I want to tell you something. You are also powerful. And I
Thank
used to
you.
look at the girls who used to come to you. As young as you were a fierce leader. And
Thank
that's
you.
why I've always liked you and loved you. However, I did notice the other bees who came to you because of your power and what they would get out of you. But the woman you
Yeah.
are is always going to be powerful because now you have that grr in you. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mosidi. I think I the reason I'm putting a status now that says I see myself the way God sees me, it's gonna be my thing for 2024. So this past year was give yourself grace. This coming year is I'm saying it, I'm declaring it, but I'm not there yet. I want to see myself the way God sees me. I want to be less critical of myself. I want to be, just less nitpicky. I want to see the fullness of, why does God keep loving me? Why does he keep giving me second chances? Like, where does he want to go with me? And so I have to declare that I see myself the way God sees me, even though I'm not there yet.
But it's a
Because
journey. It's a
it's a
journey.
journey. It's a journey, but I'm telling you now, I don't want other people's opinions of me anymore. I'm not interested. I just want to figure out what's this thing that God has for me? Like, where does he want us to go? And I want to be so obedient to trusting him, even when it feels like he is sabotaging me. I want to have that faith where I'm like, I know you love me. I know you see the best in me. Help me to see that in myself so that I can surrender and do this walk and stop questioning and stop studying and all the other things that we do, right? So yeah, I've put it up now after a conversation I had with one of my mentees who's young. So similarly to you, I'm inspired by much younger ladies who I have conversations with. And I had this chat with one of them here on our couch, and we agreed with each other that we're going to start to see ourselves the way God sees us. And I put it in my status because I wanted it to be so intentional. I want it to be my mantra. I want to let go more, Mustidi. I just want to trust even more. Just shed. I mean, someone called me after the big event I had in Cape Town because I did one of my best pieces of work this past weekend. And someone from London called to say they want the same thing next year, November. And I knew in my spirit that I'm not ready to do another one. But the little pe people pleaser wanted to say yes. And then I had to sit there. Yeah, and then I had to sit and go, no, no,
Wow.
no. And no felt scary, no felt uncomfortable. I felt judged. Even though my husband hasn't said anything, I felt like he's gonna say, hey, where now we turned man, always saying no to man. But in that no, I was also practicing how to choose myself.
Wow. You remind me yesterday I had a but I was at peace. I was driving, my daughter was going to do her hair, I'm going to the gym, and I come downstairs. I'm supposed to visit a friend in hospital. I lose my keys and I don't know where they are. I'm looking all over for my car keys. Come home with an Uber, take my spare keys, go to the car, no keys. I'm like, okay, God, what's this message here? Because I never panic now. Go upstairs and I find my keys. And I come back and I'm saying what you are saying. We're so in a rush for the next step, for the next thing, that we're not present in the moment where we need to be present and come. And we never follow the rhythm that God brings us. Well,
Absolutely.
that's why the stress
Yo.
comes, is that we
Yes.
are out
Yes.
of alignment with our rhythm.
100%.
So when we say no, we're not saying no because you're being mean. No is a full sentence. We're saying no because it's not in your rhythm. It's not in your way. And no, for me, it's been difficult, especially with my child. But a no is no, it's not safe. No, it's not time. No, it's not in my rhythm. So we lose things, we are out of kilter because we are rushing and no, and breathing is properly fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I know that every mistake I've made this past year was birthed from fear. I made the decision because I was scared. I was scared of not having
Absolutely.
money. I was scared of not having, money. It was always money. Scared of not having money. And I betrayed myself by taking on so many things I didn't want to do and then struggled through them because God just wouldn't save me. Okay, wouldn't save me. No one was coming to rescue me. But the biggest lesson I'm taking out is right at the beginning, I know when it's the right thing to do and I know when it's not. And I must stop making decisions out of fear. I must love myself and trust God enough to say no. No.
And you know, I believe that God wants you us to know that big and better things are coming. But even these little rats and
Amen.
mice, you can't manage the big
You
thing.
can't because my hands are full. Your hands
Your
are
hands
full
are full.
with stuff.
Stuff.
So
You
now you can't
can't.
even put the thing that is your thing. Where's the space when these hands are full? Your mind is full. You're preoccupied. You're
Occupied.
working on the wrong stuff. You're spending your energy on the wrong things. He can't even bless you with the thing. You
You
haven't built
can't even,
capacity.
you don't have capacity. I get, unless you
Okay.
take out the small little pebbles, you find yourself because you want 100 rand when I've got 1 million to give you. You want little chickens when I've got a buffalo to give you. I've got two
I'm telling
buffaloes
you,
when you are
hey,
busy with chickens. No, girl, no,
preach, girl,
no,
preach,
girl. Come, let's
Mercedes.
do our buffaloes. There are three
Yeah.
big ones coming. Let's leave the chickens there. We're leaving.
We are leaving the chickens.
Lions don't go, I'm gonna go eat myself a chicken. They go, I'm gonna go eat myself
No.
a buffalo. You know, we go, oh,
Buffalo,
God, we're
girl.
so small. We're gonna go eat chickens. No, let's go hunt for the buffalo. No,
You
we don't hunt for the buffaloes. God gives us the buffaloes.
gives them to eat us.
He
He does.
says, let's go.
So worthy. We
We
are
are
so
so
worthy.
worthy.
Yeah.
Vika,
You.
I had so much to talk about. I think this is amazing, and let's stop it there because I don't want to. I want this message to remain as, no, that's God saying, okay, that's the message I wanted to give you. So this has
Amen.
been a
Amen.
powerful message for me as well. I've always gotten messages from these podcasts. It's so funny. They just come.
That's
And
incredible.
myself is give yourself grace. And
Yeah.
where's the Holy Spirit? That one from your mom,
Yeah.
yeah, is a powerful
Yeah.
one. And
Yeah.
let's go manifest those buffaloes. Oh, Vika,
Oh, I
I
love you
wish you
so much,
I love you. I love you.
Mercedes.
And keep
Thank
on.
you.
I keep on posting. Even I know the V. Your VS luxury group stuff, but the stuff that also is part of your bread and butter is the inspirational stuff. Don't forget
Thank
to post
you.
this. You know, me, I'm not your target
Yeah.
market there, but I'm your target market where you are telling me your story. It
Absolutely.
just is powerful.
Oh,
Thank
and
you.
that's confirmation for me as well. So thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm watching the status,
Yes.
the Instagram stories. I'm there. I'm like, wow, it hit
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? You just
Yeah.
get hit by people and you don't see everything else, but those you are meant to see, you see. So thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you. And
Yeah.
God bless you and the girls who have grown into women now. And God bless you with your business. God bless you with your power.
Thank
God
you.
bless you with abundance.
Thank you.
And may you have an amazing 2024 and beyond. Thank you for being my
And
guest.
you too. Thank you,
Okay.
Mercedes.
All
Thank
right
you
then.
so much. Lots
Bye.
of love. Bye.
Ma